Hi, and thank you for turning to the podcast of Alva Baptist Church in Clackmannanshire, Scotland. Today we'll hear the next in a series of sermons preached on the life of the church that we find written about in the book of Acts. Let's go now to hear what was said this week at Alva Baptist.
So, started off throwing a what looked like a baseball around, talking about what's a regulation ball, how does that work. The question I start the sermon with this morning is, what is the gospel? So you stop and you think, well, the gospel is, boom. Someone says, what is the gospel? It's that music that those folks come and they sing, and when they sing it, they move a little bit more, right? Gospel. And so what's in that music that makes it gospel music? So if someone said, you, tell us the gospel, what would you say? Yeah. What will you do if somewhere today, someone around you exasperatingly says, what's the point? What will your answer be? What's the good news? What's the point? So if you would turn in a Bible to Paul's letter to the Corinthians, his first letter to the Corinthians, and we're going to look at chapter 15. So you should have a Bible. If you come to church to worship, you want to read what's being said. If you're not able to, you can listen along. If you would like to and you don't have a Bible, there's one at the end of every row. And in one of those Bibles, in a Bible at the end of the row, it's on page 1157. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And so here's where we're going. Now, Paul writes to a town called Corinth, and he's been there as a missionary, and he's writing to them because they're having some difficulty, and he's giving them instructions. So in 1 Corinthians, he's been going on for 15 chapters, right, or 14 chapters, and in the 15th, look what it says in verse 1. Now, I would remind you, brethren, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. So we stop there. The good news, which, if held fast, saves. What is this good news? In all of your days walking around the world, have you already received this good news? And do you know the answer to that without peeking ahead at what we're going to read? Right? Have you heard it somewhere else? Because it doesn't only just happen in this line in the Bible. The gospel that saves. Have you received it? Because Paul says, the gospel I preached, which you received, in which you stand. If you share the good news, if you share the gospel with another person, what are you sharing? What is the good news you're sharing? So we can continue reading there. At verse 3, it says, I deliver to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures. Is that part of the good news? Paul said, I gave it to you and I delivered it to you. He died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures. That he was buried, that he was raised again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. So it's after Easter. You've heard that story. Paul tells that story every time he tells it. Do you tell that story as part of this good news that you would share with anyone else? Do you hope that you being good and being a good person and people seeing that you're a good person is going to make people Christian? Because Paul, when he's telling about the good news, does not fail to say, Jesus died for our sins, according to what the Bible said he was going to do. The Bible's true. Jesus followed the Bible, did what the Scripture said about him, died for our sins. You're a sinner, I'm a sinner, he died. That he was buried and on the third day rose again. Easter's true, it's history. Do you repeat the story when you give the good news? Do you say, God loves you, and a wave, or do you deliver the good news as Paul does? Somehow, not always harping on the details and the theology, but do you bring that good news? And then verse 5, look at verse 5. He appeared to Peter, then to the 12, then he appeared to more than 500 people at one time, most of whom are still alive, although some have died since. When Paul writes Corinthians, he's writing in the 50s, right? The actual 50s, the like 56 AD. He's been alive for 20 years since Jesus rose again from the dead. Christianity has been spreading around the world 20 years later, talking to people in a church that he planted in a Roman city. He says, Jesus rose from the dead. Peter saw him. The 12 saw him. More than 500 people at one time saw him. Some of them were old when they saw him. They're dead now. There was one guy who got sick and they died. Now, then he appeared to James. Most people are convinced that James is James, the brother of Jesus, who did not believe that Jesus was the Messiah while Jesus was kicking about. But he appeared to James. And then to all the apostles. Do you see in verse 5, he appeared to Peter and the 12, then 500, then James, then to all the apostles, not capital A, lowercase a, apostles, which are not just the 12. Okay? When you get your playing cards, I've said this before, when you get your playing cards and you're like, hey, you got a Peter? Oh, I got a Peter. Oh, I got doubles of him. Do you got a Bartholomew? You know, and you want the 12, capital A, apostle trading cards, right? And you think, apostles, these are the apostles. But Scripture teaches us that apostles are more than 500, more than many. It's the people who are sent out of into the world. There's more than 12. And they have a job to do. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared to me also, Paul says. And then I think Paul gets distracted for a second, but he says, I'm the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. He never gets away from his story. Do you know what you're like? I know what I'm like. You know a little bit more of what I'm like because I'm always using it in sermons and stuff, or because when we talk, I tell you. But you know what you're like. Paul does not escape his history. He'll always be the guy who persecuted the church, perhaps even responsible for killing some. But look what he says in verse 10. By the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace towards me was not in vain. Are you a believer here today? Has God saved you? It's not for nothing. You are called to be an apostle. But it's the grace of God that he gave you your history, so you'll tell a story no one else will tell. And he put you where you are in your life. You will reach people no one else will reach. And you are called to this. And Paul is speaking to Corinth, who's having a little bit of trouble. He's speaking about this. God's grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them. And if you look at your Bible and you say to yourself, okay, here's the whole Bible, and here is the Old Testament, and here's the New Testament, maybe it's thinner. And then if you say, okay, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the Gospels, Acts is written by Luke, so we'll get that there. And then suddenly you have this much of Scripture that Paul wrote. He got out there. He went around. He told people he is not a better Christian than the other Christians. He's the person who, knowing what he knew and given a job, went to go and do it and made a difference. And they said, this is so important what this guy did. We better save his letters. And then they saved his letters so often, they said, now that we've saved his letters, why don't we bind them together? We'll put them in a leather cover. We'll call it the Bible. But that many books of the Bible that Paul wrote, I worked harder than any of them. He's not saying it like, you know, he's saying, you're talking to me because I'm out here doing it. I was a wretch. And God, he showed himself to them and to them and to them. Mary and the women who went to the tomb first of all. And here I am telling you. Then he says, it wasn't I, but the grace of God is with me. Okay? So even if you would say Paul did more, Paul is a more significantly impacting apostle than other disciples of Jesus, purely because you esteem him more important because he's got books in the Bible. Paul says, no, 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 it wasn't me. It was the grace of God that is with me. So God wanted these stories told, and they're in the Bible. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful, right? That's what Paul writes to Timothy. Now, if you think that what you think about Paul is different than what you think about what was written by Matthew or Mark as he told Peter's story, or Luke because of who he interviewed, or John, because he was a disciple that Jesus loved who was very near to him, right? If you think, well, Paul, well, he came later. Paul is what a Christian said that wrote human literature and they put into the Bible. Well, keep in mind that Peter, who was contemporaneous with Paul, Peter who was alive when Paul was alive, Peter who was a disciple of Jesus Christ before Paul started working harder than the rest of them, Peter writes to other believers, and he says, I know that some of the stuff Paul writes is difficult, is challenging. And people twist Paul's words as they do all the scripture. So you need to recognize that the apostle Peter, who followed Jesus, looks at Paul and says, what Paul writes is scripture. You need to get out of your head that Pauline doctrine is different than Johannine doctrine, John doctrine from the book of John, or 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, or Revelation. You must accept, as Peter did, that what Paul writes is scripture. And what he tells us is how to be, because God in him is telling you as you read his words. You must accept this as an aspect of biblical doctrine. The smarty pants and the seminaries don't all do this. They say it's a human document and some stuff got in and I'm not sure if that should be there. They'll tell you, I'm not sure about that book in the Bible. I wonder about this. I wonder about that section of that book in the Bible. And you can read the certain sort of books that will steer you away from this book. But Paul says, it wasn't I, it was the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. And we can stop there at verse 11 of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. So have you heard the gospel yet in this reading? What's the gospel that you've heard that we've read here today? What is it that you share with others when you're sharing the thing that brings life?
You've been listening to the podcast of Alva Baptist Church in Clackmannanshire, Scotland. The teaching you heard depends heavily on the reliability of the Bible to provide all the instruction that anyone needs to know the heart of God on matters of life and godliness. If you've heard anything that changes the way that you think or feel, we encourage you to find a person whom you know trusts God and the Scriptures and let them know that God has done something in your life today. If you don't already have a place of fellowship with healthy, well-balanced followers of Jesus Christ, we encourage you to go and find a church that actually believes and teaches the Bible. If you haven't found a church yet, we at Alpha Baptist are happy to help with any questions in the meanwhile. If you live nearby, we encourage you to come and worship with us at 11 a.m. on any Sunday. Jesus is the Lord, and the Holy Spirit is the presence of God in the world today who directs all our steps. So go to Him today and ask for His help first and foremost. God bless you.